Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We're going to be dealing with an issue today that's a theological, doctrinal, biblical issue. What about the Holy Spirit? Or I could say, who is the Holy Spirit? Or is it a what? Is the Holy Spirit a person or an inanimate object? Is the Holy Spirit God or something else? Those are questions that will be answered during the course of this broadcast today. And I pray that you'll stay tuned. If you had any questions about, concerns about what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, we'd love to hear from you today. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question or comment. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that carries the weight, not denominational dogma, philosophical rhetoric, or ideological bent of a political agenda. It is simply what does the Word of God say. And this is the reason we focus on Scripture as our source of dealing with issues each and every broadcast. It was Jesus who said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jesus that's truth. Jesus in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." And then he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So it's the truth of the Word of God that I want us to stay focused on and understand that that is the pathway that we should take as believers today. Is what does the Word of God say, the Bible? Before we get into the monologue, the dialogue, and the discussion further, let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that we're open on Sunday. I know that's a unique, novel thing to say in the society today where thousands upon thousands of churches remain closed. Across the nation, thousands of churches are still closed. I'm always amazed when I'm in a store or a place of business and I say something about the Lord and say something about being in church, and the person that I'm speaking with usually will say, "Well, my church is still closed." Well, multitudes are still closed today. So let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to pull you out of your church, but if you're not in church, if your church is still closed, if the pastor's still hiding under the bed or in the closet, our church is open. 9:30 on Sunday morning is the Bible study hour. At 10:45 is the morning worship. 7 p.m. Yes, we still have Sunday evening worship services. 7 p.m. on Sunday evening, we study the Word of God, verse by verse and chapter by chapter, what is called expository preaching, and that's the approach that we take to the Word of God. We take the approach that God has given us, the book, the Bible, Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, for the purpose of revealing himself to man. And he does so progressively throughout the Scripture. And so this is the reason we take it very seriously as to the pulpit ministry of the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. So let me remind you, we invite you openly. We've met you by way of the radio broadcast. We'd love to meet you in person. We'd love to have you as our special guest any Sunday morning at 9:30 for the Bible study hour and at 10:45 morning worship service, 7 p.m. for the evening worship service. And then on Wednesdays, we have the Bible Q&A, Bible study, have an opportunity to sing, have an opportunity to have a fellowship meal together, and Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. So we'd invite you to any one of our three services each week to participate with us. We'd love to have you as part of our church ministry program. But ladies and gentlemen, let me also remind you that this is the new semester in our university, Conservative Theological University. We start our new semester. In fact, it will be next week. And we invite you, if you've not already registered, not already enrolled, if you're not involved in Bible study on a systematic basis, if you're a pastor, preacher, some way leading in your church ministry, or just a Sunday school teacher or deacon, and you want to learn the Word of God better, you want to be more equipped to preach and teach the Word of God, let me invite you to call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. 1-800-GO-BIBLE. That is Conservative Theological University. Leave your contact information. Someone will reach out to you and see if we can schedule a time for you to come in for an interview to see if we can get you enrolled. In fact, during the course of this semester, there'll be two major courses taught. It is the Millennial Kingdom on Monday evenings at 6:30 till 9:30. We do all of our classes in the evening because so many of the pastors today are bivocational, work all day to make bread and butter money, and then have an opportunity to elongate and to strengthen their studies and their abilities in the Word of God by coming to classes at night. Then on Tuesday evenings, Tuesday night, 6:30 to 9:30, will be the subject that we're talking about today. The subject is pneumatology. That is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit, etc.? So we'll talk about that. We've got Dr. Phelps with us today. So in just a moment, Dr. Phelps will give us a little introductory blurb about his course on Monday night. We'll be talking about the course that I'll be teaching on Tuesday. By the way, the Doctrine of the Holy Spirit and the Millennial Kingdom, both are 16-week courses, 3 hours each week, 16 weeks. So you can imagine, if we're talking about the Doctrine of the Holy Spirit today, it's an impossibility to give you all that the Bible says about the Holy Spirit of God in just a few moments by way of radio. It's just a little sampling of what you will receive in the classroom. So let me remind you, 1-800-GO-BIBLE is the number that can be dialed any place across the nation for the Conservative Theological University. We'd love to have you on board. We'd love to be part of your training. And ladies and gentlemen, if you are already, if you already have credits at institutions, colleges, universities, etc. across America, maybe a secular college or a Christian or religious school, but if it is from a qualified college or university, we can take those transcript credits, apply them toward your credentials, and let you pick up then from that point. And a wonderful, exciting program that we are offering for this semester, a free semester online studies. Your first semester would be free for your tuition. You'd still pay for your textbooks and your other fees, but your tuition itself would be free for online studies. Yes, you can sit at home, sit in your library, your den, or in, as Joe Biden has been so many months now, in his basement. You can stay on your computer and take your courses online, never having to leave your home or your office to do the studies. Wonderful way to receive your theological, doctrinal, biblical training. We'd love to have you. That number also is 1-800-GO-BIBLE, 1-800-GO-BIBLE. When you call that number, leave your contact information for somebody to reach out to you and see if we can get you enrolled, either in the classroom, online studies, or you could do any one of the three different modalities that's offered. That is the personalized distance education, or the online education, or the classroom. Now, if it's in the classroom, our classes start next week. If it is online education, a personalized distance education, you can pick up and start at any time, any week, any month during the course of the year. So let me encourage you, ask the question. Perhaps if God's called you to ministry in some area, if God's called you to serve, God has also called you to train and to be prepared to rightly understand the Scripture and to preach and teach it that would be pleasing to God according to the Scripture. So let me invite you to do one of those things today, is to call that number 1-800-GO-BIBLE and see what we can do to reach out and assist you in getting your theological, doctrinal, biblical training as you feel God would have you to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about, on Let's Face the Issues, dealing with truth. Truth is something that we need to understand is so vital in society today. As we face the issues, we do so based on truth. And as we understand, what I like to use is the Jan Hus statement, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you've been watching the news, paying attention to the things that are occurring across the globe, and especially here in America. It is we're in an era that truth is not sought for. Truth is the elusive word. Truth is something that is not prevalent today, whether it's politically, societally, governmentally, or in the realm of theological doctrinal teaching anymore. It seems that there's a lack of truth. And so let me urge you to seek the truth, live the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo brands. They also carry a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. They also, ladies and gentlemen, have a full staff of knowledgeable professionals that can answer all of your questions about landscape equipment or about power backup generation equipment in preparation for the hurricanes. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic U.S. flag flows. That flag is 165 foot there on a gigantic flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Locate that flag, Old Glory flying 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, the same shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That's Jesus speaking to his disciples. He's talking about when Jesus left, ascended back into glory. He sent a comforter, another comforter, one just like Jesus. And the Bible says it's the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you have misunderstood the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. It is the teaching that, theologically speaking, is called pneumatology. It is speaking of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, as we do a brief monologue before I get into the dialogue and discussion with Dr. Phelps. Dr. Phelps is one of our Bible professors, in the theological educational realm for Conservative Theological University. Dr. Phelps is one of our professors that teaches courses each and every semester. And this semester he'll be teaching the Millennial Kingdom. We're going to ask him some questions about that course in just a moment. But the main thing we're going to do today is talk about the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So the question is, let me just set the stage, Dr. Phelps, with several questions. What does the Bible say about the Holy Spirit? Who is the Holy Spirit? Does the Holy Spirit live or reside in the believer today? Can you command the Holy Spirit? Or is the Holy Spirit just an entity, a non-real being? The Holy Spirit is misunderstood. Many people today have a wrong understanding of what the Holy Spirit is or who the Holy Spirit is. And ladies and gentlemen, it's because of immaturity in the Word. It's because of an unlearned, and this is not said in a derogatory, dissing fashion, but it is because multitudes today that have said yes to Jesus do not understand the role that is played by the third part of the Trinity. The third party in the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. Have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and it's the three in one. It is the triune Godhead. Some believe that the Holy Spirit can be directed or commanded by the believer. Others believe that the Holy Spirit is one of three gods. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have three gods, we are looking at it on the basis that is totally incorrect biblically. When we get to heaven, there won't be three thrones there, a big throne for God and a smaller throne for the Holy Spirit and a smaller throne for the God the Son. That's not what we see, ladies and gentlemen. It's three in one. It is the Godhead. In fact, the Scripture says that Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily, as the Bible tells us. But where did the Holy Spirit come from? So, ladies and gentlemen, before I forget it, let me remind you, what we want to do today is to offer this to you. I'm looking at, holding in my hands, a book that is called Bible Doctrines in Q&A, Knowing Bible Truths, and it covers all of the doctrines of the Bible in a Q&A form, question and answer. It is written and published. It is published by Conservative Theological University, written by Dr. Neil Phelps. And it covers the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of sin, the doctrine of God, the doctrine of man, the doctrine of salvation, the doctrine of demons, the doctrine of last things, it's called eschatology, the doctrine of Christ, the doctrine of Satan, the doctrine of angels, the doctrine of the church, the doctrine of the scriptures. It is in simple, easy question and answer format. It's not a major book, but it's a wonderful educational, instructive book. And we want to offer this book to you today free, and we will even pay for the shipping. For everyone that calls in today with a Bible question in relationship to the Holy Spirit, you'll leave your name and address with the call screener as you call in. And if you leave that name and address with Roger, we will then ship you free. The book is free. The postage is free. The shipping is free. You'll get it in your mailbox. Won't cost you a dime. That's our way of saying thank you for tuning in, joining in the broadcast, and allowing us to be able to mentor you in some of the areas that is so needed. And I think, Dr. Phelps, one of the major areas that's needed today is in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. There's some folks that have all kinds of malignant ideas of what the Holy Spirit is, who the Holy Spirit is. Dr. Phelps, before we get into the dialogue and discussion, I want to just talk about that for just a moment in relationship to what some think. Here's an article that says, do you believe a false teaching? And then here's the little quiz that this particular writer is given, answering true or false. God the Father and Jesus Christ are equally divine. True or false? Jesus is a hybrid, partially divine and partially human. True or false? God the Son is uncreated. True or false? The Holy Spirit is a force. True or false? The Holy Spirit is less divine than the Father and the Son. True or false? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are three different names for one divine person. True or false? If you took that quiz, you may be concerned about, did you get the answers right or wrong? It wasn't designed as a quiz for you, just to show you, ladies and gentlemen, some of the things that need to be understood in relationship to the Bible. There are a lot of people that have misunderstandings about who God the Holy Spirit is. Some teach that the Holy Spirit is not a person. Some say that the Holy Spirit is a force. In fact, one of the most fundamental errors, I'm looking at an article that says false ideas about the Holy Spirit. One of the most fundamental errors regarding the Holy Spirit is the tendency of some cults to deny the very personality of the Holy Spirit. Watchtower publication asserts that, quote, the Holy Spirit is the active force of God. It is not a person, but is a powerful force that God causes to emanate from himself to accomplish his will. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming from Watchtower publication. It is dealing with those that are Jehovah's Witness and what they say. Mayor Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, said, characterized the Holy Spirit as the Trinity, as a divine science. Parley Pratt, one of the Mormons in Mormonism, says, and he's one of the original apostles in Mormonism Church, he described the Holy Spirit as a force like magnetism or electricity. He further spoke of the spirit of a divine fluid or an impersonal energy. You know, you've heard, Dr. Phelps, my boys grew up watching some of them with the Star Wars, and one would say, the force be with you. And it's that kind of thought that people have about the Holy Spirit. Each of these notions, ladies and gentlemen, is quite foreign to the truth of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is a divine person, and this is evidenced by the Scriptures. And that's what Dr. Phelps and I will be talking about today. But Dr. Phelps, one of the things that is frightening is a survey that I just read. It was a survey of some 3,000-plus so-called evangelicals. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even like the term, but that's what it's called. That's the amalgamation of leadership and those following in all of the mainline denominations. It's called evangelicalism. But it says 30% of the U.S. evangelicals does not believe that Jesus is God, according to the survey. Evangelicals are sadly drifting away from God's absolute standard of Scripture. According to the preliminary release of the findings of the 2020 State of Theology Survey, Dr. Phelps, this survey says 52% of American adults believe that Jesus was a great teacher, but he is not God. Those who identified as evangelicals, 30% agree that Jesus was merely a great teacher. And nearly 65% still agree with the statement that Jesus is the first and the greatest being created by God. That he's not God, he's created by God. It was made along with the Lifeway research that surveyed representative samples of 3,200 U.S. adults, including 630 professing evangelicals from March the 10th to the 18th of 2020. Further, the article says evangelicals are sadly drifting away from God's absolute standard of the Scripture. Professing evangelicals are sadly drifting away from the Word of God, which is the standard for Christian life and living. So, Dr. Phelps, I believe that sets the stage for us to understand a little better and to realize more acutely why it is needful for us to understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. Before we talk about that, if I can take just a moment, tell our listeners about the Millennial Kingdom and what you'll be teaching this semester for 16 weeks, 3 hours on Monday night each week for 16 weeks, a full course. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can sign up for the course just on auditing. That is where you pay a small fee, and you can come and sit and listen to the lectures each week. You need not take the exams. You need not do the academic research papers that are required for the academic students or being transcripted for credits for their credentials. You can come just as a Sunday school teacher or a deacon or an interested Christian that wants to learn the Word of God more. You can come on any of the courses, any of the classes taught in Conservative Theological University just as an interested Christian wanting to learn the Word of God. It's a very small fee for auditing the course, or you can enroll on an academic basis for getting a transcript and working toward your degree. Dr. Phelps, without taking a whole lot of time away from our discussion on the Holy Spirit, tell our listeners what the Millennial Kingdom is about and why they should all call, enroll, and participate.
Dr. Youngblood, we believe that there is hope for things to come.
Yes.
Many people are in the dark about what the future holds and have no hope or any idea or what to think about what is to come. But we believe that there is a time that's spoken of in the Scriptures as the future millennial kingdom. And let me just begin by saying, when Jesus was born, in fact, when the announcement, the annunciation was made by the angel Gabriel, he said to Mary something that is very, very relating to this, very relative, very important. He said of Jesus, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." And I believe that this verse is so important in our understanding. There's going to be a time when Jesus will come back and claim his throne. He will claim the throne of David. He will reign over the house of Jacob, and there will be a kingdom that shall have no end. And that word kingdom is exactly what we have in mind. It's a future millennial kingdom when Jesus will be the ruler. He will come to establish peace. God intends to have a time of peace for 1,000 years where the peace on earth will be by the ruling authority of the Prince of Peace.
Amen. Will we be there?
That's where we're going to be.
Amen. We'll rule and reign with him for 1,000 years.
Yes.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will be intrigued and interested in studying the Word of God. There's nothing to me, there's nothing any more thrilling, exciting, fulfilling than the study of the Scripture, analyzing the text, and seeing what God has for us in his word. Many times Bible questions will be asked, and the answer is right there in the Scripture. Our deficit as Christians is not spending enough time in the Word of God. So, Dr. Phelps, getting to the main subject for today in this broadcast is the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. So, Dr. Phelps, you would tell us, first of all, let's start with this, just who is the Holy Spirit?
Dr. Youngblood, I am convinced from study of the Scriptures that the biblical answers to the world's confusion about the true and living God is the teaching of truth concerning the personality of the Holy Spirit. I'll begin by answering the question, who is the Holy Spirit? God, the Holy Spirit, is the third person of the Godhead, eternally existing with God the Father and God the Son. He's spoken of throughout both Old Testament and the New Testament. And the clearest place you can find the mention of the triune God is found in Paul's benediction to the people at Corinth. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, that very last verse. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Therein, you have the three persons in the Godhead existing eternally and mentioned there. In many passages of the Scripture, you'll find the use of the Trinity and the Holy Spirit, we find is co-equal with God the Father and God the Son.
So, Dr. Phelps, what you're saying is, and for the benefit of our listeners, ladies and gentlemen, what Dr. Phelps is saying, I believe, is this, that the Holy Spirit is God.
Is God.
Why the differentiation, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit? Dr. Phelps, wonder why, and this is just for us to ponder, for the benefit of our listeners to hear, why is it so many people grapple with that and think that somehow, somewhere, we're talking about three separate gods? There's some doctrinal, theological errors today, Dr. Phelps, in that some are just simply Jesus only. T.D. Jakes, for example, is a Jesus only. He disavows the triunity of the Godhead and believes that we just serve Jesus only. Well, Jesus is God. God is God. The Holy Spirit is God. In fact, in Colossians 2:9, it says that Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And it's talking about the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What in your thoughts, Dr. Phelps, in preaching and teaching for all these years, why do people get, as Christians in particular, get so confused about God the Father, God the Son, and that God the Holy Spirit is God himself?
I believe the answer to that, as well as many other theological questions, is that people do not ask for divine guidance when they come to the Scriptures. When we come to a passage of Scripture that we don't understand, we can pray the prayer like David said in Psalm 25, verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
Amen.
We rely upon God to teach us. So when we meditate upon the Scriptures, God has promised to teach us what he has to say throughout the Scriptures.
Yes, in fact, Dr. Phelps, that reminds me as you're saying that, where Jesus says in this John 14, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father shall send in my name, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. It's the Holy Spirit that does the teaching for us scripturally. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're talking about today the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, pneumatology. It's called theologically speaking. But it's the study of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Phelps and I will be here to answer your questions. Remember, the telephone number is 831-0917. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.